I remember when I heard his name announced, and I said, Rod who? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the ANN special feature. Thanks for the download. The big secret unleashed by the Experimental Aircraft Association at AirVenture Oshkosh this summer started in the minutes before the Piper press conference, when EAA Chairman and President Tom Poberesny dropped the news that the long search for his successor as president was over. I don't think anyone in the press tent knew Rod Hightower at that moment, but we got to meet him at a press conference shortly thereafter. He didn't actually start the new job until September 7th. Rod has a significant business background, but it's hard to imagine any of it was like this. EAA has been headed by two guys, a father and son, for 57 years. Rod's role as president will be subordinate to Tom Poberesny's chairmanship for at least a while, so he'll need a combination of passion and patience to make this work. I'm about to get a chance to talk with Rod one-on-one, and that'll be released early next week in the special feature. I plan to talk to him not so much about EAA business, but more about his personal history in and feelings about aviation in general, so we can all get to know the guy. So today, I'm going to set the stage by letting you listen to some of his answers to EAA-related questions. ANN CEO and editor-in-chief Jim Campbell talked to Rod Hightower right after he was introduced at Oshkosh.
To a certain extent, a job like this, in many ways, has to be kind of like getting the keys to the toy store. How do you feel about this?
I feel great about it, and you're right. You know, it's such an honor and a privilege to be asked to lead the EAA into the future. And one of the, not only is it fun, but it's all things aviation. And when you have a passion for all things aviation, not everybody gets to work at the things that they're so passionate about or that they love. And in that sense, it's a true privilege and a true honor to be able to do that. And I'm very excited about it. Not only am I excited about it, my family's excited about it.
Yeah, I can see the smile, so that's a good start.
It's a great start, and you know, we're all smiling. But it's there's a lot to do. You know, there's a lot of opportunity to grow aviation, and the EAA is really well positioned to do that, and I'm very excited about moving us forward. And respecting the past, we have such a powerful and a strong legacy. The Poberesny family has done such a magnificent job of building a world-class organization, and it's entrusted to my care, and I take that care very serious.
How do we bring all sides now into, I mean, to an event like this? We're seeing everything here. But how does EAA service the entire world of aviation going forward?
You know, I don't know that you can ever service the entire world of aviation, but I think EAA has such a wonderful approach to welcoming in different facets of aviation. We have the manufacturers here. We have the engine guys here. We have such a diverse range of home builders and kit builders here. It is the place to see almost everything aviation. I would never say everything, but almost everything. And I think, as Tom said earlier today, we welcome that, and we welcome new and innovative ideas. We welcome new and innovative approaches to anything in aviation, whether it's the technical aspect of it or whether it's growing the participation of aviation. So those opportunities, to me, are welcome. And I know that Tom, and before Tom, Paul, you remember how small EA was 57 years ago. Look what it is today. Think about what it's going to be 15 years from now. Isn't it amazing when you appreciate, you see the past, and you really appreciate the legacy of the past, but there is a bright future out there. And even though we've had a challenging time in the economy, there are lots of opportunities for aviation growth. It's going to require maybe some hard work, maybe some innovation, but you know what? We're all up for it, and I know the EAA membership is up for it as well, and our partners and our constituents. EAA is very much strongly positioned to grow aviation, probably uniquely so. It is the most diverse and it is the most dynamic aviation organization out there. It's fantastic.
Is this organization ready to grow, capable of change, and is it really ready to lead us into the next century?
I think it is, and I'll tell you, the strength of the organization is not only in the membership and the partners. The strength of this organization is the staff. There's a great staff here. The EAA membership is so strong. Many of us are members of other organizations in the aviation world, I'm very proud to be, and we all have the same goal, and that is to grow aviation, to see the aviation opportunities expand for all those that participate, and that's our goal and our objective. The EAA has a tremendous amount of strengths, and one of the things that I believe in as a business leader and as a leader is that you build on your strength. This organization has a strong foundation and a lot of passion and a lot of energy, so unleashing all that potential is the job of a leader. And one of the things that I think Paul and then Tom has done in a magnificent way is the volunteerism that's so strong and so much a core part of EAA is an engine that makes things happen. And I'll tell you, this week with this rain, every volunteer that I've talked to and met, every staff member that I've talked to and met, I can tell you, they're tired, and they've all worked hard, but they got it done. That can-do attitude, let's make it happen, and everybody pulled together and has done a wonderful job. So to the insiders, we know maybe what that work looked like. Mm-hmm. To the participants and all of our folks that come to Oshkosh EAA, they probably don't really realize all that. And you know what? That's exactly what we want it to be.
We'll hear more from Rod next week. And in the meantime, you can find his bio using the FMI link in the data block that accompanies this Aerocast. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.